The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Before Christmas, we were considering the birthday presents given to us by the Holy Trinity in connection with the birth of Christ. We looked at them as God's birthday presents on God's birthday. Well, the birthday of Jesus Christ is not just one day in history. It occurs each time that he is born within the hearts of sinners. It is as we sing, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. Child of Bethlehem is born in us when we come to faith. It is then that he enters in to dwell within our hearts. Jesus said, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. For you and me, this birthday of Christ was also our birthday. It was our born-again day. The question for us is, how did this happen? That brings us to the third gift of the Trinity, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I know we're used to the word communion, but it means fellowship, which is what communion means. We have opened the first two gifts, beholding the wonder of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. It was the love of God that first desired our salvation and produced the plan to make that possible. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to be the sacrifice for our sins. Now, whoever believes in him, whoever believes in the God of love who brought this about, will have everlasting life. So the love plan of God makes it possible for us to escape death and to escape damnation simply by believing in what he has done for us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ led this Son of God to implement God's plan. We still have the sights and sounds of Christmas in our minds and in our hearts. Son of God became an infant, born in a stable, laid in a manger, celebrated by angels, worshipped by shepherds. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. By grace, God's Son, our only Savior, came down to earth to bear our sin. Was it because of your own merit that Jesus died your soul to win? No, it was grace, and grace alone, that brought him from his heavenly throne. But how does it happen that we believe this? We sinners now are able to open these gifts of love and grace. How are we able to do that? To recognize these gifts for what they are and to embrace them with our hearts? Well, that's the third gift. That one gift that so often comes unseen. We see Jesus, but do we see this? The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. This fellowship of the Holy Spirit refers to that fellowship, that communion, that oneness that we have with the triune God. And since we all have it, that makes us one with each other also. It is the Spirit who brought us into this togetherness. The Spirit working through the gospel message made us one with the Father and one with the Son and one with Himself. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Who can possibly and adequately describe the wonder of this gift of the Spirit? The gift of the Father is laid before our eyes in that manger in Bethlehem. The gift of the Son is placed before our eyes in the form of the cross and the empty tomb. But this gift comes so quietly and unseen. The gift of the Spirit is gently implanted in our hearts. So quiet and unseen is it that there are many who think it doesn't happen. That there is no such gift of the Spirit. They think that their acceptance of the first two gifts was a result of their own decision, making their own decision for Christ. It was their own doing. But how sad that is. For no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Pardon me. The Spirit opened our eyes to see the gifts of the Father and the Son. He strengthened our hands to open those gifts. He opened our hearts and laid the gifts gently therein, fixing them firmly in place, the grace and the love. And that's how He brought us into this fellowship with the Father, the Son, and Himself. We've heard the angels praise the God of love. We've seen those Jewish shepherds worship the God of grace. And we've seen the Gentile wise men now manifest this God of fellowship. We've seen each other worshiping this child. And in our lifetime, in your lifetime, you have joined this group. Joined all of them. So not only has the Holy Spirit brought each one of us to the Father, but He has brought us all together with one another in this heavenly family. And listen to how the writer of the Hebrews describes this marvelous thing that God has done, the Spirit has done. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous having been made complete, and to Jesus, mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. We pray. Thanks be to you, O God of love. Thanks be to you, O God of grace, or Son of grace. Thanks be to you, O Spirit of fellowship. Praise be to you, O Holy Trinity, for the gifts of love, grace, and eternal fellowship with you. Amen. Hymn 37, verse 3.